Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a special quarantined episode of PS I Loathe You. My name is Parker, and I'm here with Miss Sarish Shabudin. Sarish, how's it going?
Hey, it's good. Like you said, quarantined, hanging out at home, not doing much.
Exactly. That's perfect. It's giving us plenty of time to welcome back our listeners for some new episodes of PS I Loathe You. We know it's been a while and we do apologize that
It
we were on
has.
an extended hiatus, but you know, you have all this time at home now, so you're in
We
for a treat.
started the social distancing thing a bit earlier than most people, and we didn't even FaceTime or make podcasts. We were playing it safe.
Exactly. You stayed in my room, curled up in the fetal position for like weeks, eating, and that was it.
And that's all that happened. No, we are glad to be
Right.
back with a lot of time on our hands, which is really nice. And excitingly enough, a lot of the stuff we talk about, we have more time to do, reading books, watching movies, and things like that. So excited to jump right in.
Exactly. I do feel very, very much caught up on as far as like social media trends, music, even. Like, I just feel so much more caught up on that sort of thing with all of this time at home, even if like my corneas are slowly deteriorating each day from so much screen time. But you know what? It's worth it, apparently.
It's worth it. It's you're practicing safe social distancing and you're catching up on all things you always wish you had time to.
Right, exactly. I have tried to implement for myself screen breaks per day. I'm not sure if you've tried anything similar, but they don't work. Like, if I'm reading and into the book, then that works. But if I'm not reading, then it's like it's just very hard to break that habit.
I saw this tweet yesterday that said something like, I'm running out of things to do during quarantine. And someone replied, have you tried getting on Instagram, getting off and getting back on in 90 seconds? And I was like, oh my, that
Not
is
even
what I've
90
been
seconds, like
doing.
5 seconds. I will mindlessly open it back up. I was like, I was just on here. What
I
am I
just saw
doing?
this post. That's funny. Okay, wait. So tell us how you've been doing in this quarantine and what you for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, for sure. Because I think we have not had, you know, our life updates since early February. So we have a lot to kind of catch up on. So before all of this quarantine went down, I do have to mention I did go on a brief trip, which was a lot of fun. And truthfully, if we were you know, near places like this, we would have a theater update in our pop culture of the present. But you know, this was a one-time thing. But yes, I met my family in New York City over President's Day weekend, so about a month ago now. So that was we got in like right before Corona started getting
Right
like
before it all went
crazy
down.
in New York. So I'm very glad that I still got to go. My sister and mom had won lottery tickets to see Hamilton on Broadway, so they got to, like front row tickets for literally $10. So it was an amazing experience for them.
How many times did your sister enter this lottery? Do you know?
I think she was entering it daily for the last couple of months.
Oh my gosh.
So I think, yeah, you just like, there was an app that she, I think, would click on each day or whatever, and then it like tells you soon whether you won. And things like that. So she was really excited. Everything was booked literally in a span of like 24 hours. I was able to find a train ticket up from DC, and it was a lot of fun. I think I spent maybe 48 hours total there, but we fit in so much to do in New York. I hadn't been in about 5 years, so it was a long time since I've been there. I did see a couple shows, off Broadway shows, as everything else was either booked up or way too expensive.
Naturally.
We did have a walkout of one of them, which has only happened one other time in my life, where we've completely gotten up and walked out of the theater. But again, if we are all in agreement that it's something that's not good, why waste and see the second act after intermission? But I'm actually going to go ahead and give them a bad shout out, because everyone knows the off-Broadway play is called Perfect Crime. It is the longest running play in the state of New York and in New York City. Do not be fooled by this long tenure. No one knows how it's still running, as it is absolutely awful. Multiple people, including my group, walked out of intermission, waddled out of there, just ate our money that we had spent on those tickets, and went on our merry way. It was that bad.
Okay, the title itself sounds enticing. Like, you're like, oh, this actually will be pretty
right,
good.
Like a fun, like, mystery on stage.
Yeah, very,
if it's been
like, an
going for
upper
like
alley.
35 years, yeah, it should be good. I know, it was Absolutely awful. The only other time we've walked out of a, or I've walked out of a performance was the musical called Spamalot, and this was in Oklahoma City. At the, it's like Spamalot is like a parody musical of like King Arthur, Monty Python type stuff, which if any of you guys know me, is like not my thing at all. We went because those tickets were free, but it was absolutely awful. So those are the two times I've walked out of something. So I did want to ask Therese on this. Have you ever walked out of a performance halfway through?
Okay, I don't think I've ever walked out of like a performance. I've only walked out of one movie, like at the movies.
What was it? I'm
Oh,
intrigued.
I honestly, it was one that again sounded super great in theory. Do you remember the movie Matt Damon's Downsizing?
Oh my gosh, yes, I never saw it.
Oh, bl lucky
That was
you.
recent though.
Yeah, that
Yeah.
was like within the last 2 years, I'm pretty sure. It sounded great. So the whole premise, you know, make people miniature and then they can it's like their own little world essentially, and you choose to go into it, and it sounded really cool. Oh my goodness, it was awful. One, the first 30 minutes, pretty bad, but like not horrible. It ends up taking some weird religious turn where it all ends up becoming about like this huge,
What?
I'm pretty sure it was, I can't remember what Asian culture it was about, but some sort of fusion between culture and religion, and Matt Damon ends up like changing the way he believes it. It was just nothing. None of that was in the trailer. None of that was in anything I expected. It was so bad, we left. I almost left during Designated Ugly Fat Friend, but I stuck it out.
I have still never seen The Duff, and I don't want to.
It's not good. Neither is Downsizing. I guess it's movies that start with D. Don't go. But I've never walked out of like a live performance of anything. I haven't gone to many, but movies, those are the only one I've walked out of, but the two I've definitely considered like this is horrible enough to leave.
Gotcha. That's funny. Yeah, I think I haven't walked out of any movies recently. I know when I was a kid, if my like parents were with me and they didn't like it, I'm pretty sure that we've walked out of some like
Yeah.
way back in the day. But those are the only two musicals or musical slash plays that we've ever left at intermission. So we did have some theater etiquette. We didn't get up after 10 minutes and sort out,
Nice.
waited until
Nice.
intermission, gave it some time, and said, not gonna go. So anyway, yeah, so it was a lot of fun. If you watch like the February 18th episode of the Today Show, you can see all of us on camera, me and my family. So that was fun. Got some TV
Same.
time. But
Yeah.
yeah, so got to go to New York. And then, a couple weeks later is when everything with this quarantine and coronavirus started happening. So now I'm back.
Yeah.
The quarantine has been interesting. It's very hard to, not be wanting to go outside a lot. I have been, doing making sure to get exercise outside because I am confined to my small apartment here, so I have to go outside while
Yeah.
social distancing. So making sure to, to stay apart and going for like runs slash walks or something like that.
I heard that you've been walking around the streets of DC with a tape measure marked at 6 feet, and anytime someone even comes
I
near
poke on them.
You poke them with it.
That's not a
Can you
bad idea because
confirm?
I can neither confirm nor deny those reports, but I would
Interesting.
think that it would be useful because some people are not taking it seriously enough. Even if they're
No.
outside, they're like walking up close to you or jogging past. I'm like, I don't want your nasty breath breathing in my airspace. You need to stay far away.
That has been something that's been happening to me recently. So I'm pretty sure I've talked about Winston, my dog, recently. I walk him and people think it's cool to come up and pet him, and I'm like,
Oh,
nope. Get away from me,
no.
stay away. And it's so awkward because it's usually kids that I'm like, ah, like I don't want to like get
You're
like
snotty.
scream. But also, I don't want to get sick. Neither do
Yeah,
you.
no,
Back off.
exactly. They should know better. Their parents need to
Their
like step in
parents
and
should
say
tell them.
something
I
like
know.
when they go outside in the first place.
Exactly.
I did see, so there is a big park like right near me. So like a lot of people like run there and obviously that's fine. But 2 weekends ago, or sorry, no, 1 week ago, it was like super nice outside, so it was packed, people everywhere. And I was like, great. Then this weekend, so yesterday, I saw that they had a park ranger there who was going around to
Oh,
groups of more than 10, because I guess that is the like limit here
the
officially,
max,
and was
yeah.
breaking up groups and telling people to like stay away. I'm like, good, thank you, thank you.
That's
I
awesome.
know,
Yeah,
I
parks
thought it
are
was
like a
funny.
great idea until everybody has that great idea.
Exactly. Everyone's like, I want to get exercise. I want to go there.
Yeah, that's funny.
I know. So yes, I've been keeping myself busy, having a lot of screen time and stuff. I did have a mini brush with fame actually 2 days ago, which my last brush with fame was meeting, not me even meeting, seeing a former Big Brother contestant in public. So that is the threshold that you guys can measure this off of. But in any
I
situation,
haven't
I'm
heard
not.
this, have I?
Oh, have you not been watching my Insta story? Huh, interesting. So good to know.
Wait, I
Anyway.
definitely watch your Insta stories. I wonder what I missed. Keep going.
Okay, well, anyway, this happened on Thursday. So my favorite comedian slash radio show host is named Michelle Collins. She's in New York. She's amazing. If her show, if you guys haven't listened to, it's on Sirius XM and it's absolutely hilarious. She has been broadcasting from her house still, which has been funny because she like has like a setup in her home when she, because obviously she hasn't wanted to go into the Sirius XM studios in New York. So anyway, I posted or had made a little meme slash fan art type thing. She has like kind of real, kind of fake crush on the mayor of New York City, Andrew Cuomo. So I like photoshopped it together, sent it to her via DM, and she had responded to my DM and was like, "Ha ha, this is so funny, I love it." And I was like, "Oh, that's so cool that she liked it." Next day, which is this has been on Friday, she posted it to both her Instagram story and on her Twitter. So she
Oh
had
my
retweeted it and
gosh.
posted it the very next day, tagging me in both, and was saying this and saying had my name and said this one of my followers sent me this. It was so funny, blah blah blah. But I thought that was so cool that she
That is
posted it on
cool
both her
that she went
Instagram
out of
and
her way.
Twitter. Yeah, exactly. While we're on that topic, follow me at Central Parker underscore on Instagram and at Central Parker 20 on Twitter. Suresh, go ahead and drop those handles.
Sarish underscore or underscore Charisse, which is Charisse. And then you know how to spell my name because of the
Perfect, perfect.
podcast.
Each time we have like recorded, we've said afterwards we need to drop our socials and
And
everything.
we
So I'm
keep
glad that it
forgetting.
popped in my mind.
Yeah, very nice.
Exactly. But yeah, anyway, so that was cool. And then my tiny other brush with fame is that which
This
this
one's
happened this
funny.
week. So I had done a little bit of freelancing for this site called The Blast, and I was just writing like random articles about very minor pop culture events. I just kind of funny small little articles for it. So I was Googling my name the other day to actually see like where this podcast popped up, which it actually does pop up on a lot of different venues, and it said
Oh,
that
that's
one of my
awesome.
articles was like republished or sourced out on MSN.com, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. And lo and behold, it was an article that I wrote about Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas partying in Amsterdam, and it was like not really enough to even write an article about, but they had told me to, so I did it. But anyway, it was republished on MSN, which was very cool. I just thought it was
That
funny
is
that
cool.
like that was the topic that my article had been published on. So
Someone's been across a lot of fame recently.
getting some internet fame. I figure if not now, then when. So
That's true. If not in this quarantine time, when else?
right, exactly. But anyway, that's pretty much what I've been up to. I don't want to spend too much time on that. But Sarish, what about you? Take it away. Staying inside.
Yes, somehow finding ways to stay at home. So I am officially working from home, which has been weird. I don't know. It's been fine, but most of the job is like people oriented, so that part kind of sucks, but lots of Zoom meetings. Honestly, Zoom is like banking. Like this is they are probably skyrocketing when it comes to the amount
Oh
of money they're
yeah,
making right now.
I know, because just all of the free publicity that people have been talking about
Yes.
them, now like everyone knows about Zoom.
Exactly. So we've been using a lot of Zoom for work, finding some new hobbies. I started scrapbooking
Ooh.
again, which has been really fun.
Okay.
I had some photos from undergrad that I've been meaning to put in a scrapbook. So started doing that. Cooking a lot, which my pet peeve of the week deals with, so I won't spoil it too far in
Ooh,
advance.
teaser.
A little foreshadowing. My dog
Oh,
Winston has loved the attention. I'm pretty sure he's like, why is she
I'm
always
sure.
home? Like, what happened? Does
Give me some
she get
space.
laid off? So he's been loving it, which is really cool. And then just finding, I've been playing some board games, and I was telling Parker we got Just Dance 2020 earlier, and that has been some
Nice,
good
nice.
exercise and just fun. It's just a fun game to play, on the Switch. So been doing that, but I've been trying to get like a routine in. That way I'm not just in my pajamas all day, not doing anything of importance. So I actually try to get up and get dressed now that I've been like working from home for a whole week.
Nice.
Try to, eat meals as normally as possible, work on stuff, still make my to-do list. That's been good. And then very exciting news in that I'm going to try to pursue a master's degree next year, which is cool. An MBA specifically, which is not anything I would have ever thought I would be into. But I just think it'd be a fun degree to have, challenging, different than my like education background anyway. So I've begun
Right.
studying with good old, I'm sure everyone knows the name Kaplan. Because
Woo-hoo.
everyone knows who Kaplan is. That
Shout
big
out to
blue.
them, even though they're not paying us to give them a shout out
I
yet,
know,
so.
which they should. So I've been studying for the GMAT to take in April.
Productive. Look
I
at
know. I've
you.
been really trying, but don't worry, I've had my fair share of binge watching television, watching a lot of movies, specifically spending time on TikTok, even more so in this time. Which has been
Right.
really, really fun. I also
Why
have
not?
been trying to spend more time outside because in Oklahoma right now, Parker, I don't know if you knew this, it hit 90 degrees last week on Thursday.
What?
Yeah.
No, I did not know that. Did you get some sun?
Oh, yeah. I sat outside and worked for like an hour and a half with Winston on the blanket. And so that was nice. And it was
Oh, that's
sunny.
nice.
It
Yeah.
was beautiful. So, doing more of that. Sad news for our listeners. So, obviously, Parker and I do this podcast remotely. But we were going to be together next weekend. Do
I
you know
know.
that was next weekend?
That's
Like, that's
crazy
so
that it
crazy.
would have been so soon. I know. We're looking forward to it so much.
I know. So I was going to go visit DC. But then, due to all this, as you all know, coronavirus stuff, which is good. I shouldn't be traveling in this time. No one should be. Everyone should be at home. But I did, the flight did get canceled. So I have some credit that I can use. For a future flight to visit Parker in DC. But yeah, those are supposed to be next weekend, so that kind of sucks. But we will probably make it happen again within the next 6 months, which I think will be
Right,
good.
postponed, TBD.
Yes.
No, it was funny. I actually got a call from the office that I'd like tried to like set up our tours with while you
Oh
were
yeah.
here on Friday, and they were like, due to the ongoing virus, every tour is canceled. I'm like, wow, I have no
I had
idea.
no
Thank you for
clue.
calling me and telling me this. So I was
Okay,
like,
that's like
aw.
the I completely love how like everyone is taking, COVID-19 seriously, but the amount of emails I got from any company I've
Oh
ever
my
even like
gosh,
gave my
so
email to,
annoying.
I was like, why do I care what BarkBox is doing during
To stop
coronavirus?
coronavirus, right?
Like,
I do not need
what?
to know your 18-step plan,
I
you
was like,
know?
fab, fit, and fun. Go off, but why are you telling me this?
Like, okay, marketing team, now that you guys are home, we need to drop an email
You have work
saying
to
how our
do.
company is standing up to
Yeah.
the
That
coronavirus.
it was so bizarre, but that's kind of what I've been doing, just finding ways to make day-to-day life interesting. We actually did a virtual game night, Parker and I, with some friends last week, and that was fun. We played
Yeah, that
Psych.
was so much
Shout
fun.
out Ellen.
Everyone download Psych if you haven't. It's an awesome game
It's
to play
so
with
fun.
people virtually, so.
And yeah, you can play from anywhere. So I found Humanity on. We're going to try that this week, which will be fun.
I did not know that that existed.
I bet. What do you mean? He has one. So I'm going to look for it because I love What Do You
Yeah,
Mean?
for
It's such
sure.
a fun game. So just been finding ways to FaceTime old pals, hang out, and then keep busy, which has been really good. So good time to be quarantined, but I don't know how much longer I can go without going a little stir crazy.
I know, exactly. But I mean, overall, we are lucky that we still have jobs and are able to,
Yes.
to be home doing this. Shout out to all of the people who are still having to work, especially like
Yes.
grocery store workers, postal
Essential
workers,
staff.
FedEx delivery people, people like that who are often underappreciated, who are having to go and interact with so many people every day. Like I feel so bad when I've actually had to go physically into the grocery store, even though I've tried not to.
Yeah.
And it's so sad seeing all of the like cashiers and stockers literally coming into contact with thousands of people
With
per day.
so
I'm
many
like, great,
people, yeah.
right,
And all the healthcare
exactly,
workers too, like they have to be there, and
right,
the disease is probably somewhere in that hospital. So like just
exactly.
them having to do that and like have to go back to a family or whatever is also like just really hard. So yeah, big shout out to all essential people working right now. We see you.
Right.
Thanks for everything.
And yeah, you deserve a big bonus. That's all I'm
Yes, a
saying.
huge bonus. Yeah.
And like a month paid vacation after all of this is over.
I know. We should all be working and you should all go home.
Exactly. Everyone else should have to go back to work, and yeah, and then you can have 4 weeks paid off or something like that for having to deal with all of this because it's an absolute
Yeah.
mess. I know.
It is a mess. Okay, wait. So let's get to, I feel like this is my favorite segment just because it's such a good time to just rant.
I
Our
know,
pet
it's fun,
peeve
it's
of the
fun.
week. So if you aren't familiar, if this is your first one, we've had a couple episodes before, so catch up. But two,
Listen to him now.
Parker and I always pick something each that has been bothering us, nagging away, or something we noticed that we just don't like. It doesn't sit well. And then we
Exactly,
each
and
get
this
to
is our
rant
chance
about
to
it.
scratch that itch in a cathartic way with each other.
Yeah. Okay, Parker, tell us about yours this week.
Okay, so mine recently is the topic of unnecessary noise, which I, especially in residential situations, am the utmost courteous when it comes to noise. If it's even questionable, if it's, a certain time at night or morning, I will not do anything that is even remotely noisy. I just hate doing that, especially if you're living like in an apartment building, there's a ton
Right.
of people around. Well,
Yeah.
apparently some people in my building, and specifically I'm not going to say any names in my apartment, do not
In your
agree with that,
apartment?
type of behavior. And I do not understand how people lack the awareness and respect for others to, oh, it's 7 a.m. I'm going to shut this cabinet super loudly. Oh, it's 2 a.m. I'm going to go whoop, whoop, whoop outside. Because the other night I was sleeping with my window open because it was so nice. I was like, oh, that'll be nice. Can breathe in some fresh air. It's 2 a.m. I get woken up by someone whooping outside. I'm
Oh,
like,
that was like a
and
real thing.
yeah, no, that was real.
Oh
I
my
was like,
gosh.
whoop, whoop. I'm like, are you serious? If it had gone on any longer, I would have sucked my head out that window and yelled at them, quiet down. Because it's
He
just
very
so
much would
rude.
have.
Sleep to me is so sacred, especially, or just like, especially now, like people working from home, they need concentration and no like distractions. So those things,
People can be
the
so,
sanctity of those
yes.
things is very important to me.
People can be so
So
inconsiderate too.
the inconsiderateness of people who are loud unnecessarily, especially when people might be like working on something or especially sleeping, is ridiculous and so bizarre to me. But apparently some people that does not register in their mind.
That's really funny. So the idea of unnecessary noise would be yours for this week in
Unnecessary,
general.
rude, inconsiderate, disrespectful noise, and assorted cacophonies is my pet peeve of this week. Suresh, go. What's yours?
Assorted cacophonies. Okay, so like I said, I've been cooking a lot recently, which has been really good because I can try like new recipes.
Yes,
But
ma'am.
I know I've been trying some new things, getting a little experimental from my usual meal prep. Recently, I've come across a few recipes that are really good and I really like them, off some really great blogs, really excited about them. And I'm like ready to make it. And I look at the recipe and I'm like, okay, great. How many does this serve so I can make enough, for a need?
Right.
It's not listed. The serving amount, not there. Just use this amount. Good luck. And what happened to me recently, I was trying to make this homemade skinny Alfredo sauce. And so it was made not with
Okay.
heavy cream, but with chicken broth and like fat-free milk instead. And I was like, great. I want to make this for two servings, right? I have
Right.
no idea how much this is going to make because I don't know like what it is this constitutes to. It doesn't say. I make it. Oh, this was enough for probably like 12 servings of Alfredo sauce.
Wow.
I
You should have
have a
put some on
full
at your neighbor's door or something.
container of it left in my fridge for pasta. I did not make because I made enough pasta for two. For chicken, I did not make. And then the other day, this happened with I was making meatballs and it didn't tell me how many. I only needed like 16. And of course, this was way more than that. And surely some of you would be like, why don't you just know that? Why would I know that? Why would I know how much 1.2 pounds of ground beef, how many meatballs that makes? I
Right.
don't.
No, if it's especially if it's in weights, how do you get an
Yeah.
idea?
So in a recipe, people, just make sure you put serving size 4, serves 6 people. And then you can do the thing where you adjust how many you want to make it for. I love
Right.
recipes
Some
that do
sites
that.
have that, yeah.
I love recipes that do that. I think that's awesome. Very inclusive.
Exactly. I like that. And if you don't, Cerise is going to drag you
Yeah, if you
virtually.
don't, I'm
So.
going to shout you out in our next podcast, individually. No, but it's just annoying. It's just like, oh, why can't you just so I've been which I think Parker, y'all gotta get a laugh out of this. I've been commenting the serving size after I make it. So people
Oh,
know.
that's
I'm
nice of
like, this
you.
serves 24 people or this serves 12 people. That way people know. Because one time I found the serving size in a comment and I was like, oh, I'm gonna pay it forward. So I've been doing that recently to try
Gotcha.
to
What a
undo it.
giver and
I
a serving
know.
size angel right here.
I am so humble and generous, and just all quarantine is
Giving
bringing out all
back.
the good qualities in me.
Right. You wouldn't know how Cerise is giving back during quarantine. She's commenting serving sizes, okay? What more could you ask?
Not all heroes wear capes. That's all I'm gonna say.
Preach, preach. New Twitter bio for you there.
I'm changing it right after we're done with this
Okay,
podcast.
good. Follow her.
Oh yeah, Twitter is Suresh underscore swag. It's a little different. Hasn't changed in
That's
years.
so funny. Still has
It's
swag in it.
funny.
That's so funny. Well, before we get into pop culture of the present, should we take a brief break?
Yes, let's take a break and hear a word from our sponsors, which is just Anchor.
Sounds exactly. Sounds good. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, I think we are back. Okay, hopefully you found that ad riveting. We're not really sure what it even says.
Super entertaining.
But hopefully this helps us get some more peeps listening to the show. So if you're already listening, share it with your friends. We're hilarious if you know us in person. I think we're funnier on the
Just amplifies our
podcast.
sense of humor. So.
Yeah. So I guess we talked a little bit about us and kind of caught up and did some life updates. And so we were going to kind of jump into, like we usually do, pop culture of the present, but we were talking and we're like, well, it seems like pop culture has been put on a little bit of a hold
Right.
recently.
Especially like movies and TV shows and stuff. Like some stuff is still being released, but mostly everything has been taken over by Miss Rona.
Yep,
So
Miss Rona herself. So hopefully we were just talking about, I think once everything kind of goes back to normal, pop culture will like skyrocket. Like all the movies people have been waiting for, the ones that were supposed to
right.
come out, will finally be out. So we did want to hit like a little bit on last podcast. We talked about the Oscars so heavily and Parasite freaking won,
Which
swept.
I can't believe, which I do want to say, whenever we were doing our Oscar ballots, do you remember who said Parasite would win Best Picture?
Yes.
I predicted that. I had faith. It had the momentum, but truthfully, I was like, oh, I don't know if it's actually gonna win, just because it
Right.
was, not it was fully in a different language, which has never happened before. So it's like, oh, is this stuffy Academy gonna actually
Actually
vote for
choose
them to win?
Parasite.
And lo and behold, it won Best Picture, Best Director,
Best
Best
foreign
Foreign Film,
film.
obviously, because it won Best Picture anyway. So,
Yeah,
but yeah,
it
it was
was
the night of
amazing.
Parasite.
We were texting the whole time. We were like,
Right.
Parasite!
I actually like screamed like no way, because it
Yeah.
was who was presenting? Oh, Jane Fonda,
J
and she like
yeah.
she like looked at it and then paused, and it was very dramatic. And said, I was like, oh my gosh.
So many trophies. I could not believe it. No, that was awesome. What I find hilarious is right now, I've just being a sur seen a surplus amount of Parasite fused with quarantine memes. And so
Yes.
I've seen a lot of tweets that say like quarantining at my boss's house and it's the house from Parasite with like rave music and lights going on inside, and there's just so many quality memes from it. I actually saw one of the guy in Parasite, if you've seen it, not to spoil anything, who kind of comes out at the very end that everyone is really creeped out by. Someone
Yeah, he
said
is crazy.
Someone tweeted, "No one thought that this would be the character we all felt most related to, did we now?" And I was like,
That's true, a
"That is
trendsetter.
horrible, but hilarious." So yes,
That
not.
no, his part was like the
It
only
was
part
so
that was
creepy.
scary and creepy because you know, it was like a thriller kind of slash horror movie, but it wasn't really
Yeah.
scary except for that part.
No, I agree. I watched it again, so because I'd seen it before the
Ugh.
Oscars. I watched it again in our at OU. We have like an auditorium, and it's a bunch of college students usually. And I watched it again, and watching it with people, so much better. People were like,
Right.
especially college students, are like gasping and like very like excited about their
Yeah, very
emotions during it.
animated.
So it was very fun to watch even a second time. I want my parents to watch it, so I think I'm gonna go home this week. So I think I'm gonna get my parents to watch it. I think they would really like it too.
Well, as I to say, I think it's going on to Hulu on April
Oh,
1st, right? I'm pretty sure it is.
that's awesome. I don't
Is
think we
what
have
I
to pay
saw,
for it.
yeah.
That's awesome.
So I'm pretty sure. So I feel like that is going to bring a whole new fan base to it because everyone is quarantined who still hasn't seen it
Has
yet.
nothing to do, yeah.
We'll be able to see it. Let me see which that is.
Yeah, April 1st. That's literally Wednesday. That's the day I was gonna go home. That's amazing. Yeah, no,
I'm
I
pretty sure
want them
first
to
of
watch
April.
it.
Yep.
That's awesome. Hulu, especially. I mean, I have Hulu, so that's really cool. Yeah, so pop culture's kind of been paused for now, but we've both still been super into especially now since we have more time, watching TV, reading books, catching up on music, like Parker said earlier. I feel like I haven't wanted to read more until right now because I'm like, I have the time. I have like
Right.
long periods of time too, instead of like, oh,
Screen
30
break too.
minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's been really good. What have you been reading recently, Parker?
Well, yeah, I started about a month ago, really getting back into reading a lot of books. Actually, when I was traveling up to New York is when I first started into it. The classic book challenge that some of our more loyal listeners recognize from episode one has been put on hold. I'm not sure why. It just When I first started it, I was so gung ho about it, and now it's kind of fizzled out
Right.
because I've gotten back into the psychological domestic thrillers that we read so much, and they're so
And there is
entertaining.
nothing wrong with that. Those books are
Right.
amazing.
Exactly. So, I read two books recently by B.A. Paris, who is one of the domestic thriller queens currently. I feel like we talked about this, her name's not as recognizable as the others because there haven't been any
Right.
like film or TV adaptations. I'm sure that
Not yet.
there will be soon. So I read two of hers, The Breakdown and Bring Me Back. The
Yes.
Breakdown is really good. I absolutely loved it. The twist is very hard to believe, I would say, is the only thing in it
Right.
that it would take, I don't want to spoil, but it would take a very evil people to do what happens in this, where it was like, do these random people in this small English town really
Really
think about
go
it?
to all
Oh,
that.
sorry, not English. B.A. Paris is take place in New York. Sorry about
In New
that.
York,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly. Which is kind of weird because all of our other ones take place in like
They're all in
Australia
like
or England normally,
UK,
yeah, UK,
yeah.
and all of B.A. Paris's take place in upstate New York normally. So
Which is funny.
it was kind of different at first because I was like, oh, I'm so used to not reading about things set in the US, actually, which is kind of funny.
I have a random question. I don't know if you will think of this. When you first picked up The Breakdown, I'm not sure if you read the bio. What would you have thought that book was about? I don't know why. As soon as I picked up that book when I read it a while ago, I just like immediately was like, oh, it's about a car breaking down. Like I thought it was like a someone gets stranded and like she gets stranded and her car breaks down and then
Which
it
I
like.
mean, I didn't even think about that because that's, I mean, part of what happens is kind
Yeah.
of not,
Yeah.
it's a
Yeah.
very small kind of part of it, but still.
I never even thought of like I don't know why. As soon as I picked it up, I was like, oh, okay, this will be cool. It'll be like, in the middle of the road in the middle of the night. And then it's not about that entirely. And I was like, oh,
That's
I
funny.
don't know
No,
why I thought that.
I thought the complete opposite. I thought it was going to be someone who was tired of, being in their current state of life and had a breakdown and did something crazy or criminal or something like that.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that makes more sense and is not as specific as mine, but I just
Yeah,
imagine mine to be somewhat related to a car, which is funny.
that's hilarious. But yeah, I mean, a car does play a big role in setting off the events of this book. So you were somewhat on the nose, at least.
Yeah.
And then bringing back, I'm not going to spend too much time on it because I did not enjoy it. I read it because it was a very quick one. BA, I like your books a lot. This one did not do it for me. The twist just did not really make much sense for me, I should say. It was just kind of crazy.
Yeah,
Wait,
kind of too out
now that
there,
I'm thinking
right?
about it, did Bring Me Back take place in England, I think? No, it actually did. That now I'm
I can't
confused.
remember.
Yeah, it did because they were coming back from a trip to France, like driving back to UK when it
Oh,
happened.
her and her husband.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. So maybe the breakdown did too. I'm not sure.
I can't
Anyway,
remember.
oh, I think, yeah, sorry,
I'm gonna look it
BA
up.
Paris is, I'm pretty sure, do take place in England. Sherry LaPena's take place
Take place
in
here.
New York. That's what I was getting confused about. Yes, exactly.
Oh,
Yes, yes, yes.
okay.
That is what I was thinking about. So anyway, moving along, and then I recently finished the book called Watching You, by Lisa Jewell, which Lisa Jewell apparently has had a lot of books published already, but this is the first one I've heard about and seen places. And it was very funny because I, after I was close to finishing it, I told Sarisha, I was like, you have to read this book. It's so good. And lo and behold, she had already heard of it, already had it literally like 3 feet from her and said, you mean this one? Which this is
You
like the
mean this
second
book?
time we've done that where we've both been having the exact same book.
The same book. That was like one time I was like, Parker, you have to read this. And he literally was reading it by the pool and sent me
I
a
was
snap
like,
of
this
it.
is what I'm doing currently right
I
now.
know. I can't wait to read it. It's actually the book that's next on my list because, yeah, didn't you say you really liked it?
Yes, it was really, really good. The ending, I will say, I guessed kind of how everything happened kind of early on, unfortunately. So like the last 50 pages weren't shocking because I kind of figured out what was going on. But there, I
Yeah.
love it because there's a lot of characters. It's from each kind of chapter is from a different perspective, usually of one of the characters. It takes place in a small, little, quaint English town, of course. But yeah, it was
Yeah,
really good.
naturally.
I would highly, highly recommend it. I'm watching one. Sorry, not watching one. See, I'm so on code. I started like I just read the first 5 pages of It's Water, by Katherine Stedman. It's my last book that I have with me here before I'm out completely, which like all of the libraries have of course closed because of quarantine. So I don't want to read it. I don't
Yeah.
want to read it too quickly because I want it to
Too
last.
quickly.
But it's about this
Okay.
couple on their honeymoon and something happens. So it sounds good.
I feel like I've heard of that. I also feel like I might own it, but I can't remember if that's the
Oh,
one.
maybe you do.
What's the cover look like? I
It's
need to look it
like it
up.
looks like kind of like a beachy
Is it like
cover.
green? Okay,
I
no, it
don't
might not
think
be the one I'm thinking of.
it's green. I think yeah, it looks like a beach. Well, let me pull it out. Actually, I have it right here. Oh, it's just
Oh, I have
like
not.
one wave. Yeah, it's like a big wave.
Okay, no, I have not read this, but it's part of Reese Witherspoon's book club.
Oh, yes, it is. So if Reese likes it, it must be good.
It must be good. That's hilarious. That's fun. Yeah, Watching You is next on my list, but I am, Parker, you're gonna love this update. So I'm reading Lock Every Door,
Yes.
which is okay, creepier than I imagined, only because it's like, okay, so the premise is this girl lives in this really big fancy building called a Bartholomew. And she's only living there for a couple of months. You can figure out why and everything as you read the book. But the building is haunted, creepy. I don't really know, unfortunate events, but it is super good. However, it always leaves me feeling it's an eerie feeling because nothing
Unsettling,
terrible has
yeah.
happened. Yeah, like nothing horrible has happened, but like I can tell something is
It's
about
building
to.
up, yeah.
Yeah, but it's really good. So I'm reading that right now. And then Watching You is on my is right is next because I mean you said it's really good and I had it. Recently I've also been reading, you know those books. I don't want to have you all heard of or have you heard of You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero? You know those
I don't know if
like
I've
the they're like the
heard of that one specifically, but like
like books like
inspirational
that,
self-help
like about
ones,
like
yeah.
Yeah. So I just started reading that one because I had it on my bookshelves because I cleaned and I found a lot of books that I had. So I've been reading like pieces of that too. But yeah, I can't let go of the domestic murder mystery thrillers because they're too good and they get me to read, so what more do you want?
Exactly. Especially, I feel like when you're like when you're inside and kind of, you know, bored or something, it's the perfect thing to just read when you have some time. So, and I realized that
It's
that
so good.
watching you is a confusing title because it sounds like we're talking about watching the Netflix show called You, but no,
You,
the
yeah.
title of the book is called Watching You.
Parker and I also low-key abandoned that show. I didn't like it very much. We need to finish. But
I know.
it just wasn't as, it didn't grab me like the first season
I
did.
know. I don't know why. I just don't feel like watching it anymore. Like I was about to start it a couple of days ago, and then I was like, "Yeah, I'll wait for Suresh." But I don't know if it's
Yeah.
gonna happen. We'll
Wait,
see.
I guess we
If we don't watch it
could.
during,
Yeah, I guess we'll
if
surprise
we don't watch it
ourselves.
during quarantine, we're probably never gonna watch it. Is the thing though. So
Is what the problem
yeah.
is. Yeah. We should, I guess, since we're jumping into TV and movies, we talked about this briefly, but Parker, we should watch Little Fires Everywhere and do kind of
Yes,
like
that
a,
is
you know
next
how,
on my list. Yeah.
yeah, like Netflix Party does like that, you can watch it while chatting. I don't know if Hulu has that, but if not, we should just like watch it while like talking about it or
Yes,
something.
that looks good. I feel like I haven't heard that much about it. Have you?
No, well, the only reason I've heard about it is I am a loyal follower of Reese
Right.
Witherspoon on Instagram. and so she's been posting a lot of it, but I love Kerry Washington and I love Reese
Me
Witherspoon. And
too.
the book I hear is really good. I haven't read
Me
the book,
neither.
but I hear it's really good. And I know it's set late 90s, I
Yeah.
think. And apparently it's, I've heard it's good, but I haven't heard the buzz about it, like Big Little
Right,
Lies, you
yeah.
know? But I want to watch it, and I think it's only like 5 or 6
Yeah,
episodes. Like
well,
it's
I
really
think
short.
they're releasing it periodically. Like the first batch of episodes
Oh.
was released like a couple days early, which is smarter than because everyone's in quarantine. But then I think that like they're releasing new ones on like a certain day of the week is what I heard. So I mean, I'm sure it's not going to be
Oh.
that long total anyway. You know, there's probably like 18
Right.
episodes total, but I think like maybe only the first 4 or 5 are out right now.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard like a lot about it, but I have heard that it's pretty good. So maybe we'll have to put that on the
Yeah,
list
no,
for
it
the
looks
next thing
good.
we watch.
It's one of those where from the previews, you can't really tell what happens. Like it shows Reese's house burning down. Like other than that, you really don't know
But that's
what's
it.
going on with it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to watch it. But yeah, I've been watching a lot of TV. So recently, the show I've been watching, and I don't know, I think I've told you a little bit about it, Parker, but it's called The Leftovers on HBO. Oh my word. Okay, quick premise. 2% of the world population essentially disappears on a random given day. It was October 14th, actually, because they
Ooh,
mentioned it so much in the
details.
show. Yes. But it's not even more about like what happened. It's about like the impact of what happened. And so, AKA like the leftover people. It is so good. It like has me hooked. I had a 7-day free trial for HBO, so I had to binge this
There you
show like
go.
crazy binge. But it's super good. 3 seasons. And I think it's like over. But it's, again, I just feel like HBO content, so good. Like
Premium,
I
you pay for the
forgot.
premium. Yeah,
You pay for the price, exactly. But I forgot how like good those shows are. So been watching that. And then Parker, have you seen the movie Inglourious Basterds?
I don't think I have. That's set during World War II, right?
Yeah, with Brad
Yeah.
Pitt in it. I had never seen it. It's on Netflix, FYI. And it is so good. Watched it during this quarantine as well.
Interesting. That is kind of out of character for you.
That's what
A
I said. I
Tarantino
first was like,
war
I don't.
film?
I know. I was
You've
like, am I gonna
changed.
like this? But but I watched it. It is so good. Like it kind of reminds me of Jojo Rabbit-esque, while also just because it's like funny but also serious. It's really long. So that's the only like
Gotcha.
but it's really good. And I love Brad Pitt's character in it too. So that's kind of what I've been watching. I'm trying to watch some more movies, but really just The Leftovers has taken up a good chunk of my
Nice.
time.
No, yeah, I've heard about that because when it was first on and everything, and it's the
Yeah.
premise was very intriguing, and it's starring
Yeah, it is very
former Mr.
interesting.
Jennifer Aniston, Justin Theroux, as one of the characters in it.
Yes. Yeah, no, he's really good too. He's very short, which I
Oh, he
didn't
is.
imagine, but he's a really short, he's a short guy. At least he looks short in the
She's
movie or in the show.
Suresh saw that and said, "Pass."
Teresa, no, thank you. 6 foot or bust.
Right? That's hilarious.
So that's kind of what I've been watching. But oh, something else that I wanted to mention. Elizabeth Moss's Invisible Man kind of got screwed
Right. Well,
because it came
yeah.
out, but now it's stream. It's like available on streaming.
For $20, though, I'm not paying that.
I know I'm not buying that. I'm gonna wait until it like comes out, but I was really excited to go
I
watch
know. I
it.
was too. It got like 2 weeks of like in theaters, so I feel like it at least made some at the box office before everything happened. But yeah, I'm like, who's gonna pay $20 to rent it when like when you can
No.
buy it for cheaper than that later on and rent it for like $3
Exactly.
eventually? Like, that makes no sense. I have to pay $20. That's way more expensive than an actual movie ticket to go see it.
Like a
Yeah.
ticket. Yes, exactly. So, but I did want to go see it and I was hoping to, but that's when all the quarantine stuff started happening. So, I guess I'll wait till it, either gets on streaming or becomes cheaper.
Exactly. Slowly waiting. But yeah, I
Either
definitely do
one.
want to see it because it got really good reviews and it looked really entertaining as well.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. What have you been watching recently with all
I
this
know, I feel
time?
like I haven't been like devoting myself to a specific series or anything. I don't know why. I'm having commitment issues, even though like I have time to watch stuff. I just like haven't been able to get into stuff. And I've like had a lot of series like on my list, like Little Fires Everywhere. I've been wanting to watch. And so really the only show that I've been keeping up with recently is Survivor. Because there's this one service called Locast, and it's available in some areas where you can watch broadcast TV on your computer for free. So I've been doing that, so that way I've been watching it live. So kicking it old school, actually watching live television. I know that's like a relic of the past now. But yes, Survivor is in its 40th season. It's all winners. At this point in time, like Survivor has such a loyal legion of fans, like they're the ones watching and debating it each week. It's been on for 40 seasons, so if you haven't watched it by now, you're probably not going to watch it. But this season is really good, except all of the best people have already gotten voted off. Spoiler, unfortunately. So like now I'm not really as excited about it because all of the like the big characters who I was excited to see who were the biggest threats, obviously they were like targeted first and were already voted off, but it's still really good. And it's kind of nice just watching one episode each Wednesday, something to kind of look forward to.
Yeah, like
Yeah, exactly.
constant.
So that's really the only show I've been watching consistently. I've watched like some random movies here and there, nothing great, or I would tell you guys about it. But yeah, I think Little Fires Everywhere is probably what I'm gonna dive into next.
Your next one.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear it's really good and it's on Hulu, so it's even free. Well, not free,
Right,
but we have
exactly. Have
it.
access to it. Don't have to pay $20. Invisible man.
Elizabeth
Right.
Moss. That is so funny. Well, okay, have you been like crazy listening to music though? Because I feel like you have a lot of good music like
Yes, I feel
suggestions
like
for
just
our podcast
with like
today.
working from home, I've just had like have it on in the background. I've just had, I feel like my AirPods have almost morphed into my actual ear at this point in time. And I kid you not, I almost got into the shower with them in my ear yesterday, and I feel
Oh
like
my
it's gonna happen one
goodness.
time.
Oh my Lord. That would be so. Do you imagine like
I would start
realizing
crying.
and like having to like throw them off?
Turns off the shower in a flurry of activity. No. But yeah, I feel like some artists have taken advantage of like releasing new music, and there was a lot that came out right before quarantine too. So do you want to do a little rapid fire real quick? And if you have an opinion on some of this new stuff, we can briefly talk about it real quick.
Yeah, that sounds
Perf.
good.
So as of I think on Friday, Miss Dua Lipa, current reigning one of the reigning princesses of pop, released her new album Future Nostalgia.
Future.
And I listened
Yeah.
to most of it as but her singles that came before that to kind of lead up to it, I really like, especially Physical. I'm not sure if you've heard it a lot, but I love that song.
Really? No, I don't think I've heard Physical very much. Is it fast or is it like
No,
more
it's
slow songs?
fast. It's really good. At first, I
Okay.
didn't like it because I don't like it whenever artists release songs with the same titles as like iconic songs of the past. So obviously, everyone knows the song Physical from the 80s or whatever. And this like song has pretty much the exact same like theme of that because you can't really do that much with the word physical. So I was kind of like, oh, that's annoying. Like, why is it called physical as well? But no, it's good. It kind of it's very up tempo, but kind of has like a dark kind of moody element too, which is fun. But yeah, that is probably my highlight from the album. But I've been listening to that a lot.
I have been hooked on, and not necessarily just the song, but so McKenna from The Bachelor, contestant that everybody kind of
You're
hated, which I also
right.
did. She like posts like videos of her like dancing to random songs, and she posted one to Don't Start
Oh,
Now by Dua
yeah.
Lipa. And that song has been thought popular because of like TikTok, but it is such a fun song to dance to if you haven't danced to it yet. It's just like so easy to
I
dance
agree, I
to, and
agree.
it's so fun and catchy and upbeat. And so I've been listening to that quite a bit. And I mean, it's funny because of TikTok, but the song itself is really
Yeah, I agree.
good.
I agree. That I think is
Big
her
fan.
most popular one currently, chart-wise, from what I've
Yeah.
seen.
Yeah. I agree. I agree. Yeah, no, I love Dua Lipa. I think she's so fun. I think that's a good way to describe it.
Yeah,
She's just
exactly. I
fun.
feel like no one else right now is like having kind of that that pure pop sound that's like fun. So I think she's kind of filling that void, which is very smart because it's giving her a lot of success.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of success, okay, I know you have this on here, but Lady Gaga's Stupid Love.
Yes, which that's about I feel like that's been out for a while, even though it hasn't been out for that long, but it's still like new since our last episode.
Yes.
But I do like it a lot. I feel like it's very much a return to the Gaga of like Born This Way era. And it was really popular when it was first released, but now I feel like it's not doing as well as I would have thought.
I agree. Also, it what has she pushed her album back, right?
Yes, exactly. I saw that. I think last week that she's pushing it
Yeah.
back to like this summer, I think maybe.
Okay, I don't know your thoughts on this, but I agree. I feel like her song hasn't gotten as popular, although the music video for Stupid Love is so good. If you haven't seen
Oh
it yet, it's
yes. I
so
need to
much
learn
fun to watch.
I need to learn that dance during the chorus of
Yes,
it.
it's so much fun. But speaking of that, I think songs are not getting as much attention if they're not TikTok songs.
TikTok, I know. That's really true because everyone's on it. So that's like has kind of
Yes.
taken the place of radio, kind of, where that's where people hear new music.
And if you don't have a dance made that goes
Yeah.
viral, it's hard for your song because people don't look it up then. Because I feel like everybody's looking up, what's that do a 180 song? And then that's
Yeah,
how Don't
do
Start
one.
Now came up.
Exactly. That's actually so true. I think people, I kid you not, I bet record companies are going to start hiring TikTokers to make dances to
Oh, yeah.
songs to just like better promote them.
I agree. The song is really good. And I think if someone did make a TikTok dance to Parker, that's on you, Parker. Then I think it would do really
Add
well
that to my list.
for Lady Gaga. She would
You got it,
appreciate it
Gaga. I'm here
greatly.
for you.
It's a really fun song though. It's again, these are all like really like upbeat and like I'm a big fan.
Same. I feel like during this time we need these upbeat, danceable songs.
Yes, please.
I know, exactly. And speaking of TikTok songs, Suresh, one I feel like
Yes.
the two most popular ones have been "Say So" by Doja Cat and "Savage" by
Oh.
Megan Thee Stallion. Those
Oh,
two
a
have
thousand
been
percent.
everywhere.
That and then The Box. That was
Oh.
popular for a while.
Yes.
I have been I have been obsessed with Doja Cat. So obviously Say So, like really like that song and the dance, and it's the easiest TikTok dance to learn. I feel like almost everybody can do it if you haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Which also mini rant on that. I feel like a lot of people were like, TikTok is so dumb and so stupid, and like it is so like people were like against it. I completely respect the people who were just like, oh, I just haven't gotten on it, or I like just get on it to look at content. But
Yeah.
now everyone is on TikTok during this quarantine, and I'm like, ha 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 ha.
Exactly. It's like, look who's using it now. Now that they're
Yeah,
bored,
see,
stuck
it
at
is
home,
fun.
people have given it a second
Exactly.
chance and they realize
Exactly.
it's not just for like 15-year-olds in
It's
middle
not just
school.
for kids.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, but Boss Bitch by Doja Cat, also a great song. It's actually a really good song to work out to because there's like the slower, not slower, but like kind of slower part of the song, and then it picks up and you can like go really hard and it's just super, super fun. But she has been killing it because I think her songs, both of those songs are all over TikTok.
Yeah, she has definitely benefited from this quarantine, I think, more than anyone, because I feel like most like the general population would not have known her name or song. But now that it's completely spread online and through TikTok,
Yeah.
like everyone knows that song.
I completely and same with Savage. I feel like I just saw one of Hailey and Justin Bieber doing the dance to
Oh,
Savage
I
and I was
saw
like,
that
huh,
as well. Yeah.
interesting. No, it music has taken off, I think, because of TikTok, but today's top hits is all TikTok songs. Like, I was playing top hits the other day and I was like, wait, am I playing the TikTok playlist or the
The
top hits
TikTok
playlist? And
playlist?
I was like, oh, I'm definitely playing top hits, but it's all TikTok music. So,
TikTok is taking
yeah,
over,
I
slowly
know.
infiltrating music, and now has completely taken over the music industry.
Genius.
Who knows
TikTok
what's
and
next?
Zoom, they
Yeah,
are
TikTok and
benefiting off of
Zoom.
this quarantine.
That's
TikTok, Zoom,
true.
and
Yeah, exactly. All of the toilet
Charmin.
paper companies who have not kept up with demand, even though
No.
somehow TikTok and Zoom have kept up with, I'm sure, increased traffic on their platforms. So
Oh,
they've
for
been
sure.
able to handle it.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, lots of good music recently. I have been spending, I feel like, a ton of time on social media, like we said.
I know, I know.
Like
I feel like
a lot.
especially on Insta and TikTok, I've been spending so much time on, which that made it very hard for us to choose our social media post of the week because I
There's so much.
was like going through all of my saved posts and like I have actually cackled at all of these. So how am I going
How are
to
you gonna pick? Okay, wait, I haven't even seen the post you're gonna talk about,
choose? Okay,
so
yes.
tell us.
So this was a whole thing that kind of turned into a mini story, which, any pop culture kind of story or scandal gets overshadowed by Miss Rona in about 5 minutes. So it was kind of buried under a lot. But any of you who don't know me know that I am, you don't know that I'm a humongous Britney Spears fan. So she can do no wrong in my book. She's amazing. Her music is amazing. Her Instagram is, I'm going to say, very unfiltered, where it seems like it's very much just up to her and her boyfriend, just posting like whatever they want. Sometimes it's like very like unfiltered photos, very kind of stream of consciousness captions. It's very just unedited, unfiltered stuff,
She just sometimes posts like random videos that should go on her story to her feed.
yes, exactly. You're exactly right. She hasn't quite figured out how to use Instagram correctly, where she'll post. I think this was 2 weeks ago. She posted like five photos in a row on Instagram of her in like almost the exact same pose, which was kind of curious. Anyway,
That's bizarre.
the one that got people's attention this past week, which has now been deleted, unfortunately. So I'm sure you can find
Oh,
screenshots
man.
online, but it actually is not up. Is that Britney is very into fitness. So she posts a lot of her like dancing, doing yoga, things like that. So she had posted a picture of a stopwatch that
My
had
gosh.
like 5.4 seconds on it, is what it said. And
Okay.
the caption, which I'm paraphrasing, says something along the lines of, I am so proud of myself for running the 100 meter in my new like personal record time or something like that. So she was implying
Okay.
that she had ran a 100 meter dash in
In
5.4 seconds.
5.4 seconds.
Well, Mr. Usain Bolt, who owns the world record, his time is like 2 or 3 seconds more than that. I don't know the exact amount, but it's like it's over 7, 8 seconds, something like that. So
Okay.
I think poor Brittany got confused that she probably ran like maybe, I don't know, 20 meters or something, 10 meters, I don't know how long, but thought it was a 100 meter
A
dash and that
hundred
she ran
meters.
it in 2 seconds faster than Usain Bolt ran it in the Olympics. So that, of course, spawned so many memes of like Britney training for the Olympics. There was one of her like standing on a balcony looking bored, smoking. Shout out to our friend Todd for sending me that one. And she like looks bored, and it says Britney waiting for Usain Bolt at the finish line. It was just really
Oh,
funny.
that's funny.
So anyway, shout out to Britney for making people laugh unintentionally. She later followed up and said that she was joking during it, and that was why she posted it. But I feel like she probably had just gotten confused with distances, which that whole metric conversion thing is very confusing. So I don't blame Brittany one bit for it.
That is hilarious. I just looked up Usain Bolt's record and it's
What
currently
is it?
9.58
Oh, nine
seconds.
minutes. So
So
she had
she claimed
four
to do it in
seconds
half
faster. Well, if anyone
the
can do it, Brittany can, okay?
That's true.
That is
That is
hilarious. So
hilarious.
yeah, it was so funny. Brittany had also posted a fun shout out to Mariah Carey on her birthday, which is a couple days ago. And yeah, I didn't realize that Brittany and Mariah are actually pretty good friends, which I can't really see because they have very, I don't know, different personalities. I feel like Mariah wouldn't really get Britney and vice versa.
Yeah,
But yeah,
right.
Mariah had like commented back on it and everything, and who had replied to that tweet, and so it was so sweet. I was like, wow, these two icons,
Aw,
two legends,
very
were replying
wholesome.
back. So that was cute. And then my third one is an account. If you are not following Saint Hoax on Instagram, that's spelled Saint and then the word hoax, Hoax, you need to.
Okay.
It is consistently, no matter what they post, it makes me cackle out loud. It's mostly like just like funny edited videos of like very prominent people in pop culture. So Prince George, the Kardashians, who is, Britney sometimes even. And they just edit them in the hilarious ways that are very just like relevant to like what's going on in pop culture at large. So they
Oh,
posted
that's
one, and
awesome.
this is going back to Britney again. She's had a big week on social media of her sitting on a bench and her boyfriend like comes up and scares her. But in their edited version, instead of her boyfriend scaring her, Cardi B pops up and yells coronavirus, and Britney screams. And I've watched that clip probably like 50 times because it is so funny.
I've seen the original clip of Britney sitting on that bench, and I can't wait to watch the
Oh,
one of
yes.
Cardi
Go to Saint Hoax,
B.
follow them. They post amazing stuff. So,
That's
that's
awesome.
my account shout out of the week.
Nice. I have also spent a ton of time on social media. Just like there's so much Corona content, which I think is funny,
Yes.
because I think it helps get us through these times, which is good. Like TikTok's been putting coronavirus warnings on all the ones related to
Oh, really?
COVID-19.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, at the bottom, if you hashtag COVID-19, they'll put like a "For accurate information, please click this," which I think
That's
is funny and probably good
hilarious.
of them to
Yeah,
do.
good idea.
But I did see a tweet today, maybe? I can't remember. No, I think it was yesterday. And I have never felt more seen or attacked until I
Oh,
read
I
this
just saw
tweet.
what you said. I totally agree. Yeah.
And it literally said, it was just a random girl. She got so many retweets and likes, though, but just a random girl who tweeted, quote, "In retrospect, I probably should have developed more hobbies than going out to eat with people." And that's all it said. And I literally just looked
Relatable.
at it and was like, that, yep,
Oh, no.
that
You should say going out to eat and or getting coffee
is
with people.
coffee. I
Those
knew it.
are
I knew
two
it.
separate hobbies.
I knew it. That's exactly what I said. I said, literally, all of my hanging out revolves around coffee, drinks, or food, and
Right.
so now and going out to do that with people. So now I'm like, interesting. I feel like I'm having an identity crisis. But the tweets about the corona right now are just so good. Specifically the ones I was saying earlier about Parasite and Corona are really funny. I just think like everyone is just trying to get by with social media and like humor and trying to get like make it through this like tr these hard times, which I think is really cool to watch people like, I don't know, try their best to do that. But yeah, that tweet, I saw it and said, oh my goodness, this is actually written about me. Thanks. Okay, with that, we will take a break and listen to our sponsors again until we come back to continue our segment on pop culture of the past. Stay right there.
All right, we are back again. Hope you enjoyed that ad once more.
It might have been the same one, truthfully. They probably
Yeah,
just have the same one go over
we don't know.
and
So you guys will have to tell us, but we are moving on to the third and final portion of our podcast, which deals
Yeah.
specifically with pop culture of the past, which by past we mean mid to late 2000s, because that is when we grew up and are already feeling nostalgic for things that happened like 10 years ago.
And it's definitely the best era in, I feel
Oh,
like, pop culture.
hands down, the epitome of pop culture. It's been downhill since like what, like since like 2011 or something. I feel like that's
Probably
when,
2011,
yeah,
2012.
I know.
Oklahoma. So,
Oh,
me
interesting.
leaving Florida did it all.
You
Invested
set
in
it
all of
off.
pop culture.
Your influence, wow. Okay, so first topic, which is actually was very recently happened, which the show Victorious, we discussed a little bit on our last episode, that we were a little bit older to completely be, like
super fans of it, but still watched it a lot. Because it was like still a fun show. It had a lot of like crossovers with like iCarly, things like that. But anyway,
Yeah.
apparently, this weekend was the 10-year anniversary of its premiere, back in 2010.
Which
So,
is, can we just talk about how crazy that is?
yeah,
10
that
years.
for one, it seems crazy that 2010 was 10 years ago, because it seems like that was
Yes.
yesterday, and also that
Right.
it's been 10 years since Victoria's premiere. Like, that seems like it was on like a couple years ago,
Like
so.
five at most.
Right, I know, which that was insane, makes me feel even older,
Well,
but
then we already are.
you're right. But it was so cool because the main cast last night, including Miss Ariana Grande, who obviously has
She had
superseded
some,
all of the
yeah,
fame
big things on her hands.
of the other ones, so they all zoomed a like a reunion and posted about it on Instagram mostly. So it was the entire main cast as well as the creator of the show.
It was
And
so
did a little
cute.
reunion. I was like, that's so cute. And it seems like all of them genuinely like each other a lot and I still have
Yeah.
such like reverence for the show. Even Ariana, like she I feel like is one of the ones who has the like most reverence sort of, because she was posting a ton about it. So
That honestly, I didn't expect Ariana Grande to go, and when she did, and how like she was, yeah, I saw her. I feel like I only saw it from her at the beginning.
yeah.
I was like, that is so cool. Like, she's so big, but she's still like, I don't know, cares about those people and cares enough to post about the show. And although Ariana Grande in Victorious and Ariana Grande now are two completely, and I mean
Right.
completely different people. Kat is nowhere near
Right. I don't know
current
how
Ari.
I always kind of wonder if Ariana was worried about having vocal damage for having to speak so high like Kat
All the
for like
time,
so long,
yeah.
especially for her to be such like a successful singer. I wonder if like her team ever was like, you shouldn't be doing this voice that much.
Yeah, you need to stop. This is, your singing career is at risk.
Right.
That's
Did you
funny.
see, speaking of this reunion, the little drama that was happening afterwards?
No, what happened?
So we all know that there has been drama, sorry, alleged drama between Victoria Justice and Ariana Grande since
Right.
the show's conclusion. Everyone says that they don't get along, that Victoria was jealous of Ariana's success, and everything like that. So, but recently, like they've squashed like those rumors, be like, no, we're friends, and everything. So a bunch of people were obviously commenting on like Ariana's post about it, being like, I think we all miss Victorious, in reference
Oh,
to the famous video
I
where
think we
Victoria, I think we
all
all sing.
sang, yeah.
So Ariana had responded to a fan that said that and said, not as the acronym, but spelled out STFU to
Oh,
the fan in her Instagram comments. So I think she is wanting to put to bed these rumors that like they
they
don't like each
all,
other. I think she's
yeah.
like, she and Victoria are friends and everything, but I just thought that was funny that she like directly responded to the, I think we all were excited about the Victorious
Do you
reunion.
imagine being that person that commented and
I
getting that and being like,
Ariana said that to you.
y'all just told me to STFU?
It would kind of be
Kind
exciting for her to respond, but also like, oh my God.
of sad.
Also very sad.
That is so funny. No, I did not see that, but okay, good to know that the rumors are squashed. And Ari, I feel like, is very bold.
Yeah,
She does not
exactly.
care. That's awesome. No, that was a very cute reunion, and it's on Netflix. So I actually watched an episode of it not too long ago because I was like,
Oh
oh, why
yeah,
not? It's like a good have on in the background type show too,
yeah, exactly.
because
It's
we've seen it
fun,
so much.
and the songs were very catchy as well on it.
Yes, I agree. Okay, something else that I feel like has happened recently, more than ever, is all of TikTok with like the Disney Channel crew coming together,
Yes.
specifically Ashley Tisdale. Ever since that girl got a TikTok, she has been posting so much. One, she does a lot of the dances, but
She posts a lot.
specifically, she does. She posts a ton. She also posts her outtakes, and I'm like, Ashley, there's like a draft section for that. You don't have to post
You don't have to
the
post everything.
bad ones. But there was a press conference where Donald Trump was very serious and said, we are all in this together. And a lot of the High School Musical cast duetted it and did the dance. And they were like, we can't believe we remember. And I was like, are you serious? We all remember
Yeah,
that
I think we all remember the High
dance.
School Musical. We're on this together dance, okay?
Every single person, but there's been a lot of people Troy Bolton's dad
posting
his TikTok. I feel like people are now finally like acknowledging their Disney Channel past because they can.
Right.
It's been long enough.
Right, exactly. That they can finally embrace it and it's not going to like interfere with their future careers in Hollywood or anything like that.
Yeah, I did see a TikTok the other day and I actually sent it to my brother because I vividly remember him being there when this always happened. It was, hey, people born between 1996 and 2002. You ready to be brought way back? And it was like just like a guy's face. And we were like, what? And the sound, oh, I could not believe it. It was, and we'll be right back with Sweet Life of Zach and Cody in just a few minutes. And I was like, I like remember that guy's sound in Disney Channel. Like his
right,
voice.
His like voiceover. Yeah.
Every single time it was like an episode to a commercial. And I sent it to Zane and I said, how many times have we listened to this together? And we both agreed, too many. Like we would just watch hours of Disney Channel. Like,
oh, way too much. Just have it always on. And then they'd always say, you know, new episodes at 8, 7 Central. And it would be like, what does that mean?
What's 7 Central? It's just 8. I live in Florida. Who knew I would ever actually use Central time?
Be in the Central. And then poor Mountain and West Coast time don't even have their own thing.
Yeah, no, that was, I just love Disney Channel. And I'm loving all the memes and stuff that are coming up on TikTok.
Right. And yeah, you didn't say that Martha Cox from High School Musical also did it.
Yes, Martha did do it, and Martha killed it.
Right, exactly. Side note about Martha, her real name in real life is Casey. I bought a cameo from Casey for my mom for Christmas 2 years ago, and it was very good. That. She did an awesome job, and it was so sweet in it, and it was hilarious. It's like, my parents didn't really know what cameos were at that point in time. So when I said that, like, I had a present on my computer and she popped up, they were so confused. It was just hilarious. It was such, like, a random celebrity, too, who was on Cameo.
I remember when you showed me the video. Okay, how much was that? Do you remember?
Well, okay, at that point in time, it was really cheap because, Cameo was, like, not a big thing yet. So I think I only paid maybe, like, $15, $20 for it.
Oh, my gosh.
But,
that's a good gift.
But yeah, I was, someone was saying yesterday, who was, oh, it was actually our friend Todd was saying that prices have gone up. So I think during quarantine, people have raised their prices. So like for like big celebrities, it can range to like a couple $100 actually.
Oh my gosh. That's
crazy.
Yeah,
which that seems a little excessive.
That is a little excessive. I forgot that you had Martha send your mom one. And I remember she it was for her birthday. I was like, happy birthday.
Well, it was for Christmas, but.
She
like said like her name and everything. Cause you can say like what you want them to like, to say. So.
Yeah. That's so fun. I love that.
I know. It was hilarious.
Okay. Per usual, we have a quiz we're going to end on.
Yes.
We've been doing. The like teen magazine, very cheesy flowchart, which Jobro, which reality TV show, which is what we'll be doing today. Are you based on very irrelevant questions and answers? But
no, these are psychologically tested, Sarif. What are you talking about?
I used to do these while my mom waited in line to like pay at Publix. Like I used to try to do them so fast. I was like, okay, I gotta make sure I know the answer before
which
I leave.
Jobro should I invite to prom?
Okay, great. Now that I know, what am I gonna do with this information?
Right.
Okay, so today's, I think it's a J14 one, but I can't figure it out. It's which reality show should you star in? Lights, camera, action. Find out which show is so you.
Ooh,
so,
I'm
there's
intrigued.
There's a few questions. I'll read the questions out loud. And then it's a flow chart. So depending on which way Parker and I go, I'll follow along. And then there are three options. Should I tell everyone the options beforehand or wait till we get our answers?
Maybe wait. So then it's a surprise what we end
okay.
up with.
That sounds good. There's also a little description under each, which always tries to explain why you got what you did.
Right.
Okay. Are you ready, Parker?
So ready.
Do you think you could have cameras on you 24/7? Option one. Yep. You'd love it. Or option two. It'd be hard.
Option two. It'd be hard. Parker needs his face.
I am also option two. As much as I would 24/7, I could do it. Like, I would rather go somewhere and then have it done rather than it be with me all the time.
I was going to say, just 24/7 imply that you're being filmed. You're sleeping. That's creepy.
You read it as you want it. Okay, we're both in the same question now. Which class would you love to take in school? Home ec or drama?
I'll say drama.
That's also where I would go. Yeah. Drama. Home ec sounds boring.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be fun every now and then to like make stuff. Like, I don't have any interest in sewing or anything. Speaking of home ec, funny anecdote. Do you remember in high school, maybe you were graduated by then, but my neighbor Chad, shout out to Chad, he took our high school's version of home ec, and when he was taking out some like casserole or like cobbler or something from the oven, a ton of it spilled out into the oven, and it smelled like burnt food in the entire school for the whole rest of the day. Like, everyone smelled it. Was like, what is that? And everyone's like, oh, Chad spilled his home ec project. It was
that's
so
what happens when you go to
funny.
A small school. Everybody knows.
Everyone knows everything in like 20 minutes. But it was
that's hilarious.
The entire school smelled awful after it.
That reminds me of the That's So Raven episode with the wheel of cheese, and she ends up putting it in the vent. Yes. And it smells so bad. It's like bubbling.
I forgot about
that
episode.
That's hilarious. Okay, so if we both are taking drama, next question. How nervous do you make class presentation? Not that nervous or pretty nervous?
For a class presentation, not that nervous.
Same, not that nervous. Wow, we have answered all unanimous.
We're so aligned.
Wow, in sync. Okay, are you a fan of group projects in school? Yeah, you like working with others. No, you're independent.
We might differ in this one. I'm saying no, I'm independent.
I like working with others, which actually gives me my answer, but you have one question. So, your bestie is throwing a sleepover. You offering games or cookies? Which one?
I'd say games usually is what I'm usually bringing.
Okay, drum roll, please. Parker, the reality TV show you should star in is American Idol.
I thought it was going to be that because I figured that cookies was going to go to Cupcake Wars.
So, Parker, you love all things Hollywood, so it's no surprise that you've envisioned Ryan Seacrest saying your name to a sold-out crowd in Los Angeles. The truth is, you want to be a star and will do anything to get there. Uploading videos to YouTube, taking singing lessons, entering talent shows, your bold ways will totally pay off. American Idol, very nice.
Did it ask me one question about singing? I'm so confused.
Nope. There's actually not assumes. A... There is a singing question, but you didn't even get to that one. So I got Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Which why? I don't want to be recorded 24/7. Anyway, it says a family show like Keeping Up with the Kardashians is totally your style. You'd be surrounded by your close fam and friends 24/7. Okay, I kind of do like that. Since you don't need the spotlight to shine, you'd be fine sharing screen time with your besties. Plus, the viewers would love you because you stay real no matter what.
Oh, yeah. Those Kardashians are so real. So unscripted.
Very authentic.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. The other option was Cupcake Wars, which says you want your career to be something you're really passionate about, which is why a cool baking show is perfect for your determined self. You're a creative who loves to have fun in the kitchen and play around with decorations. So fun. You'll find tons of success on your own, whatever you do. You go.
Wow.
Okay, I'm glad neither of us so got Cupcake Wars. American Idol and Keeping Up with the Kardashians were hands down the better ones.
Those are hilarious. If you were on Keeping Up with Kardashians, you'd have to have a K name. What would it be?
Oh my gosh, it can't be Karish. That's ugly.
Karish.
K.
Kiko. Kitten.
Kitty.
Kitty. Kitty Shabudin. Lil
Miss
Kitty.
Kitty. Well, there you have it. There it is. My K name.
I will say that having a Kardashian-style show filming with you and your nuclear family would be hilarious.
it would be a disaster. Oh my goodness.
Right. Once your parents got used to the cameras like being around, mm-hmm. and were like, you know, and just acted like themselves,
it would be so funny. I actually am gonna go home on Wednesday and I'm gonna try all those TikTok trends, like the toilet is smoking. I'm gonna try them on.
Oh yes,
and see how they react.
They'll freak out for that.
My dad will probably be like, "Oh my god!" Like that's gonna be so funny. So I'll keep you all posted. Oh yeah, I'm gonna plug my TikTok. It's Cerise Chabudin, my full name, but no N, and because it's too long. So it's Cerise Chabudin.
Oh, that's hilarious. No I. I mean, no N.
No N. So just Chabudin. But yeah.
Also follow mine. I only have two videos. So it's an up and they're pretty funny TikTok, but it's at Central Parker _ same as my Insta. I keep meaning to like post ones, and then I'll like get started with it and then be like, oh, it's too much work.
It's a lot of work. We were talking about this earlier, making a TikTok, especially the ones that are like supposed to be funny, they're a lot of work.
I know. Okay, if you and I were like physically together though, we would have some good
that
ones
was
posted.
The plan for next weekend, next hopefully whenever I do come, TikTok is still big. Even if it's not, we're going to make some. Because there's so many you can do with a friend. And I'm like, oh, this would be perfect for me and Parker.
I know. It's so much easier to have it with, like, a friend. Yes. So, to, like, film them with someone else. So,
well, I think that's all we have for our quarantine podcast. Unless you can think of anything else for our fans.
I think that was pretty much it. We kind of touched on everything. Like we said, pop culture is kind of taking a break a little bit now.
Yeah.
I guess as far as like new like entertainment content, but like we said, social media content has filled that void.
Yeah.
So that is what you know, has been keeping everyone sane at least a little bit, or driving them more insane.
Yeah, either way
on the day.
Well, luckily with our podcast, then we won't have much new content to compete with when we post our podcast out for
right,
the public
hopefully
to see.
So
or see, listen,
P.S. I Loathe You, top of the charts, guys. Let's get
make
it
happen. All right, well, hey, thanks for tuning in and listening to us. Practice social distancing. Do something for yourself today.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Practice to do something to help you stay mentally healthy as well.
Yeah.
Because staying cooped up can take its toll for sure.
Get outside
so,
if you can, just to like walk around too. It's worth
right.
It.
Get some fresh air. Now that it's nicer outside,
you
do something for yourself.
Crack a window, but let's just hope there's no one saying whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop.
Outside of it. Well, on that note, see you later. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everyone. See you next time.
Bye.